Now, your comments. Michael Abrams of Catonsville, Maryland, had a strong reaction to our interview with the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Terry McAuliffe. Mr. Abrams wrote, "What incredible hubris. The guy has two times lost the White House, lost control of the House and Senate, and control of most governorships. How can he be so proud of the fact that he set fundraising records? Ridiculous." Listener Sam England of Berkeley, California, wrote in about Roya Hakakian's commentary on Iran's nuclear race with Israel. Mr. England says, "Ms. Hakakian correctly points out that Iran has been a place of sustained, generally prosperous Jewish life since ancient Persia. What she fails to mention is that the same is true of most Arab countries. From Morocco to Iraq, Jews were integral members of their communities for millennia. Their numbers were substantial until the establishment of Israel in 1948. Dr. Nancy Schultz of Tacoma, Washington, wrote in after our story about credit card companies soliciting teenagers. She says, "Not only do young people get bombarded with credit card applications, but so does most of the American public. Fed up with the seemingly endless flow of mail offering 0% interest, I have for years opened the envelope, scribbled across the application blanks, and shoved all the pieces of paper back into the prepaid envelope to be mailed back to the sender at their cost. It takes less than 30 seconds per piece, saves on my paper recycling, and gives me satisfaction that the credit card company is paying for their uninvited intrusion into my life." Several listeners pointed out a mistake in our What Are You Listening To segment last week. When our guest Kevin Rowe praised the style of Nick Cave, we highlighted the wrong singer's voice in our recording. Listener Frederica Davis of Newfield, New York, sent this clarification. Unfortunately, the sound clip sampled from Weeping Song was actually the voice of Blixa Bargeld, a longtime member of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Weeping Song, as Mr. Rowe mentioned, is an alternating father and son dialogue. Blixa Bargeld sings the father's part that was sampled, Nick Cave the son's. Miss Davis adds, "It's easy to miss, I guess, unless you've seen them in concert." Our apologies to Nick Cave. If you'd like to point out an error or otherwise comment on our program, please email us at watc@npr.org. Remember to tell us where you live, include a phone number, and tell us how to pronounce your name. Father.